One of the great things I'm coming to really appreciate about living in the middle of the countryside is the ever-changing landscape around you. I'm just walking through the fields opposite now, the fields that grow the GM corn on the cob, sweet corn, and it's pretty much there, it's pretty much ready to harvest. The plants are 7 or 8 foot tall. The cobs are looking chunky, large. And that means that this field, which has blocked our neighbour's view, I know, for several months, will be ploughed, and it will probably be used for winter corn, which is a low-growing crop. I'm not sure what they're going to use it for yet, but we'll see. And that's the beauty of it. This, you know, this is one direction from the house. I'm walking through here. It is like a jungle. Poppy absolutely loves it. The farmer's been good enough to leave a path through the middle of the field so people can take a walk. But it's just one of the fields. You can hear them now rustling. And the other distinctly different direction is the field that our house sits in, which has been pasture land all the time since we've moved in. It was originally just for grazing for the organic farm that was to our right. But that's been sold. The landowners, the people who own the whole estate, prefer a more intensive approach, something that I'm learning a lot about their methods, and I'm planning on writing a little bit of a local history of agriculture just to send to them and show them what they're doing to the land and how unsustainable it is. That is going to be ploughed now. It's been pasture, as I say, that the farmer's gradually reduced the thistle content in and has been harvesting for silage and for his cows. And mainly using to spread muck, because the UK requirements, when you're it's not intensive farming they're doing, but it's vaguely intensive, is there's a hectare requirement per cow, not for the cow to graze on, but for the cow's crap to be spread across. So the more cows you've got, the more fields you need, because you've got to spread the crap at a certain rate so as not to pollute the soil with too much nitrogen. Yeah, it's all very weird when you look at the system in place. But anyway, he's now applied a poison, for want of a better word, to that field. It's a fast-acting poison that apparently falls straight through to the roots of the grass and kills it all. And then once it's all dead, he'll plough it over. He can't plough it while it's got grass in, because it's too strong a grass and it'll dominate. And he'll be planting his winter corn. And so, on the one hand, I don't like the agricultural methods that are obvious around me. On the other hand, my neighbour and the president of the Farmers Union doesn't like it either. Having been a farmer's wife for 40 years, she has her own very strong views in the things that I'm talking to her a lot about at the moment. But regardless of the fact that the crops are GM and on this side and the other side, the farming method is rather strange. Basically, finding the cheapest things to plant in a field just because he has to have that field because he needs to be able to spread muck over it. I find it all very odd. Very inefficient use of land, and a non-sustainable way of farming. All really, in fairness to him, brought about by the demands of the milk industry and government legislation on milk and the distribution channels of milk, which are restricted, regulated and limited. There's not really much opportunity at the moment for farmers to innovate in that regard. There's not the possibility of them producing their own distribution channels. And they themselves on their farms, they're obviously far too busy to be doing the distribution themselves. They'd need another party, but they'd not necessarily choose the structure that's in place now if it was up to them. They'd be able to cut the costs drastically, they reckon. They'd be able to make more money for themselves, which would make them able to make up a better product to treat the cows with more finesse. So, yeah, it's quite interesting, and I don't profess to know anywhere near enough about it yet to have an authoritative view. I just have gut reactions at the moment, and I keep listening, keep talking to people, but I'm learning, and it's not pleasing, a lot of it. On the other hand, it gives me even more passion and conviction that we need Love Fresh, we need a network built easily for producers so that we can address their shortcomings as far as, you know, them not having time to interact with a community unless it's easy, them not having time to distribute their own products. Let's put community power behind that, you know, let's have one van per village that every week collects huge amounts of produce from all the local producers and drops it off at the local town hall for the day's pickups. It doesn't seem to me like a particularly complicated answer, and it seems pretty effective from the voicings I've had from farmers and producers. It's not the their biggest problem is that without the supermarkets they have too much to do. Supermarkets allow them to scale. And what we need is simple tech that allows them to scale so that they can start getting more of the money that's paid for their food, meaning that we still pay the same price. That, you know, there's no suggestion on any of the producers I speak to that they wouldn't be able to compete with the price the supermarket charges for their product. Cut off by a phone call then. Anyway, I think that finishes my boo. I've just realised we haven't taken any lefts or rights, so we've ended up right on the other side of the fields in a different village. So, time to turn round. Have a good evening, and I'll boo soon.